Sports choir here at Georgia Tech Volleyball with Tegan Van Dunst.
Overall, team went 3-0 in the Georgia Challenge. What did the team do well overall over those three matches?
We faced a lot of tough situations, especially Kennesaw played a good match against us. So it was good to see us battle through that and be able to win some really close sets that came down to a couple points. So that was good to see.
You swept Georgia, and that's a big match for the team. We'll get to your individual accomplishment from that match. But as a unit, they were undefeated. They came in, you handed them their first loss. What did the unit do well? Was it good to be in a close competitive match and get that experience as you prepare for ACC play?
Yeah, it was definitely, and the environment was pretty sweet here with everyone, sold out gym, so that also helped pump us up and get us ready to play. But we came in ready to battle, and that's what we did, and we got a good win out of it.
Yeah, and it looks like you're tinkering with your rotation, your sets, using a 6-2, having two setters out there, people trying different positions. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that this is such a versatile roster? I see people playing multiple spots. You have that impression too that if you're plugged into a right side or a left side, even a middle, that multiple people can handle those positions?
Yes, definitely. I feel like this team has a lot of depth to it, which is really good even when we're throughout the weekend practice, just trying a bunch of different stuff because each team in the ACC is different. So we need to be ready to match them with the best team that we can put out on the court. So yeah, we've been trying some different stuff in preseason, and I think most of them have worked pretty well. People adjust fairly quickly, so that's good.
During the Georgia match, you reached accomplishment, 1,000 career digs. I know it's a long season ahead of you, but when you reach those benchmarks, do you reflect on your career here a little bit? And do you even know that you're approaching those type of benchmarks? Do you need to rely on someone else to come tell you about it?
Yeah, for the digs, I had no clue, honestly, until after the game I was doing an interview and he was like, so you reached your 1,000th dig? And I was like, what? Really? So, I didn't know about that going into it, but it's really cool. Yeah, you kind of, I guess, look back real quick at, the past 3 years for me, just going hard, playing some tough defense, and
you take pride in that because it looks like your position, you're looked at so much as an offensive position, right? Getting kills and being an offensive player. But do you look at the digs as showing that you've been able to play good defense as well in your career?
Yeah, and it kind of goes to show that I try to be a good all-around player. The offense is great, but we got to keep balls alive in the back row too to get the kills. So they kind of go hand in hand, and that's definitely something I feel like I've prided myself in is how hard I work on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
And lastly, you have your last, you call it preseason, it's your last non-conference tournament with at Coast Carolina and North Florida. But teams with winning records, they've had good, similar to your team, very good preseason play. What are you looking to accomplish as a unit with these, besides winning obviously these three matches, but what do you look to improve on and get better at preparing for the ACC?
We could do better at our hitting efficiency in transition, and we're getting, like we just talked about, we're getting some good digs on defense, and it's converting those on offense. It's something that we've been, kind of harping on in practice and trying to get better at. So we're definitely looking to make small improvements in that this weekend. But they're both good teams. We've lost to Coastal last year, I think, in our home gym in 5 sets. So it's a tough loss, and so we're looking forward to going there and hopefully getting 2 wins off them. But they're a good team. They've beaten 3 ACC teams this year already, so we're trying to turn that around and getting at the ACC a couple wins.